with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A tragedy in New York City today when a sightseeing helicopter crashed into the Hudson River. NYPD Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says all six aboard the helicopter were killed.
One pilot, two adults, and three children. NYPD divers pulled four people from the crash site, and FDNY divers recovered an additional two. Immediate life-saving measures were undertaken on the vessels at the scene, as well as the adjoining pier. Four victims were pronounced dead on scene, and two more were removed to local area hospitals, where sadly both succumbed to their injuries.
Also at SRNNews.com, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he isn't concerned about Thursday's stock market downturn following Wednesday's rally.
We will end up in a place of great certainty over the next 90 days on tariffs. We had very good inflation numbers today. Oil's down. We had a successful bond market. So I don't see anything unusual today.
The Dow plunged over 1,000 points today. House GOP leaders were successful moving their budget bill today, though it passed by the slimmest of margins. House Speaker Johnson says members will work to balance the twin objectives of tax cuts and spending cuts.
We have the work product already prepared. We have bills drafted. Most of them have been scored already. And now we go through the process of marking it up and finding the equilibrium points with everybody so that all those interests are met.
The final vote in the House was 216 to 215. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,014 points, the Nasdaq dropping 737, the S&P lower by 188. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers consider a pro-life bill.
The measure would allow citizens to file wrongful death civil lawsuits against abortion pill providers. Tennessee has a ban on abortion, which makes it illegal for abortion pills to be sold. However, the legislation would only target distributors of the drugs, not doctors, pharmacists, delivery companies, or the women who might be customers. Supporters of the bill say they're trying to keep providers in pro-abortion states from flooding Tennessee with their wares. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's selection for ambassador to the Vatican defended many of the administration's foreign aid cuts at a Senate hearing this week, adding that Catholic charitable groups are well-equipped to deliver such aid efficiently. Brian Birch is head of Catholic Vote, which helped lead a successful effort to boost Catholic support for President Trump to all-time highs. Republican senators encouraged Birch to urge the Vatican to continue defending Christian rights. This is SRN News. There's been a butter recall.
A Vermont farm is recalling more than 1,700 pounds of butter because it may be contaminated with coliform. Agrimark Incorporated of Waitsfield, Vermont, recalled 189 cases of Cabot Creamery 8-ounce premium butter made with sea salt and sold in seven states. The recall first announced on March 26th, according to the FDA. It's classified as the lowest level of recall and is not likely to cause health problems in people. Agrimark officials say they recovered nearly all of the product. John Scott reporting.
This year's official White House Christmas ornament honors more than 150 years of culinary diplomacy practiced at state dinners in Washington, D.C. The White House Historical Association revealed the design on Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.